From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
From the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas in the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico. This is the radio program Spectrum 364, Monday, the 1st of April, 2019. Welcome, I'm your Spectrum 360 host, Mark Skogman.
And greetings to our listeners in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the United States. I'm co-executive producer and co-host TK Weeks.
Spectrum 360 is copyright 2019 by Mark Skogman. Copying and sharing the Spectrum 360 webcast for personal use is authorized and encouraged, so do it. Please do. You can do that. I'd like to say hello to one of our listeners tonight, and that is Edward Marriott. And there are others as well. I believe that Jorge Angulo is listening tonight. And others as well. So thank you for listening to the Spectrum 360 radio program tonight. We appreciate it. On Spectrum 360, this edition for Monday, the 1st of April, 2019. That's April Fool's Day. Right. Segment one, the Spectrum 360 Memorial for the environmental activist Jim Igler, who died tragically recently. Co-host TK Weeks will have a Spectrum 360 remembrance of this man. Co-host TK Weeks will lead that segment. And then segment two, live in studio, the news summary from the last week since the last Spectrum 360 radio program. The last program was Monday, 25 March. Today is Monday, the 1st of April, 1 April 2019, April Fool's Day. And we'll have a This Week in History item and then the news summary from the last week. And then segment three, live in studio, the Future Events Calendar hosted by program co-host and co-executive producer, TK Weeks. She does a fine job with this every week. And I want you to listen because you will find events that you want to attend. So listen. And then segment four, recorded the weekly Jim Hightower commentary edition of Spectrum 360 on the subject of socialism. Now, this is a Jim Hightower commentary that I played last week, but it's so good. I'm going to play it again because I think it's that good. What are you doing in that mic over there? So, Jim Hightower on socialism.
Socialism. Mm.
And then segment five, recorded from the United States House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. It's the comments by Adam Schiff in a retort to the Republican members of the committee from Thursday, the 28th of March, 2019. And we will have more in that segment about what that's about. But it's the retort by Adam Schiff to the Republicans of the committee that wanted him to resign. We'll discuss that. And then segment six, live in studio and recorded, the Spectrum 360 film review of the film Green Book. Excellent, excellent film. And we will discuss that in segment six if we've got enough time. I hope we do. So we're going to move right along so we can make sure that we can get that segment in, if at all possible. Then on next week's Spectrum 360 program, a preview of Earth Day. Earth Day is going to be celebrated in St. Petersburg, Florida on Saturday, the 13th of April. And we'll have a preview of that and a lot more of things that are coming up in the next few weeks. And then more media from the last several weeks, from all the activity that we've been doing and covering, including the Climate Reality Leadership Corps training and the Citizens Climate Lobby and a lot of other things as well.
We are everywhere.
Get through the backlog. So that's the program. And you can listen to the Spectrum 360 live program weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on these stations in Tampa Bay. AM 1340, that's WTAN AM. AM 1350, that's WDCF AM. AM 1400, that's WZHR AM. Also, FM 104.1, WTAN FM. And FM 106.1, that's WZHR FM. Covering Tampa Bay, or live by live stream at www.tantalk1340.com. This program does originate for broadcast out of the WTAN studios in Clearwater, Florida, and then simulcast on those four other stations. Listen to the Spectrum 360 webcast MP3 file anytime. Go to www.spectrum360media.com. Simply scroll down to the program date of your choice, click on the control bar, play the program, or right-click your mouse. Right-click your mouse? What does that mean? And select Save Audio As, the little drop-down menu, to load an MP3 copy of the program to your device. It's easy, so do it. Also, remember, like Spectrum 360 on Facebook at Spectrum 360 Radio Program. Also, Spectrum 360 Media, Spectrum 360 Video. It goes on and on.
You get the picture.
Yes. Listen to the latest webcasts, all that kind of stuff. Okay, enough of that. I'm going to take a break for 2 minutes, 30 seconds, and then we'll come back with segment one for this week's Spectrum 360. Thank you so much for listening. Spectrum
360. Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you, the Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
This is Mark Skogman, host of Spectrum 360 and the Tantalk Radio Network. Spectrum 360 is a political talk radio program that features politics, the arts, and popular culture from a progressive point of view. Spectrum 360 broadcasts for 1 hour weekly on Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time and anytime via podcast at tantalk1340.com. Remember, Spectrum 360, politics from a progressive point of view.
We take care of our own.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright and
Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tantalk Network, and we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m., and we just want to let you know about a drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
When the history of the Trump presidency is written, members of Congress will be sorted into two categories: the ones who let politics scare them out of holding Trump accountable, and those who had the courage to stand up and defend our democracy. Republicans in Congress should support impeachment hearings to uncover the truth. But first, they have a choice to make. Which side of history do they want to be on? Need to Impeach is responsible for the content of this advertising.
A presidency under siege, coming undone. Donald Trump can't be trusted to govern within the law, and his lies are hurting the country. Congress should begin impeachment hearings now, so they can gather and preserve evidence to make sure the American people finally get the truth about corruption, abuse of power, and obstruction of justice. We can't afford to wait. It's time to start impeachment hearings now. Need to Impeach is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And we're back. This is segment one for Spectrum 360 radio program for Monday, the 1st of April, 2019. And it is the news summary. We're going to have one this week in history item. But first, let's set the mood for this crazy period in history.
There's one thing I hate. All the noise, 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 noise.
Mwah. I'm glad you're in a good mood. Let's get right to the disasters.
Okay, well, here's one disaster for you. This is the item from this week in history segment for this radio program. April 4th. This week includes the day April 4th. Today is April 1st, and April 4th will be Thursday. And on April 4th in 1968, there was a death. It was the death of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He died on April 4th, 1968. That's 41 years ago this coming Thursday. Dr. King was fatally shot at 6:01 p.m. on that day as he stood on the Lorraine Motel second floor balcony. And the bullet entered through his right cheek, smashing his jaw, then traveled down his spinal cord before lodging in the shoulder. And he died at 7:05 p.m. in St. Joseph's Hospital in Memphis. That was 41 years ago today, this coming Thursday, the death of Martin Luther King. TK Weeks.
The environmental community lost one of its most beloved members last week. Jim Igler died on Thursday, March 28th. On March 16th, Jim was hit by a Ford F-150 pickup truck driven by Dwight Horn of St. Petersburg while he was attempting to cross 28th Street in a marked crosswalk. Horn did not stop, but was apprehended later and is currently in the Pinellas County Jail facing felony charges. There really aren't words to express adequately the contributions Jim made to the Tampa Bay environment or to express the place he held in the hearts of just about everyone who knew him. I first met Jim when we were both members of the Community Advisory Committee for the Tampa Bay Estuary Program. He attended every one of the Estuary Program's Give a Day for the Bay Volunteer Habitat Restoration Programs. He also led the green team at the Florida Aquarium and was the volunteer dive leader, working to restore coral reefs and maintain the aquarium's shark tanks. But that was only a small part of what he did. When he testified before city council about some environmental issue, which he often did, he introduced himself by saying, "Hi, I'm Jim Igler. I'm basically a member of every environmentalist organization in the Tampa Bay area." And he was. But he wasn't just any member. He was the member who got things done. As a skilled scuba diver, he led underwater trash pickups for Keep Tampa Bay Beautiful and pulled out abandoned crab traps with Tampa Bay Watch. He helped build barges at Fort DeSoto so that the Lease Kearns could have a safe place to lay their eggs. He also helped to repair deteriorating historic structures on Egmont Key. He volunteered in the fight to protect land near Boyd Hill from townhouses and was on the Conservation Committee of the Suncoast Sierra Club. That's far from everything, but it's really all I have time for on this program. Jim won the most prestigious award given by one of the nation's most respected organizations, Keep America Beautiful's Cody, Iron Eyes Cody Award, named for the 1970s Crying Indian advertising campaign that helped kick off the country's fledgling environmental movement. Jim Igler's passion for the environment shines a bright light on many coastal Florida communities, said Matt McKenna, president of Keep America Beautiful. He's a true hero, an inspiration to the Tampa Bay community as well as to all of us. In his typically modest way, Jim didn't describe himself as a hero. "I can see the jobs that needed to get done, and I knew I could help," Igler said. "I didn't do it for the awards. I did it because I enjoy it. I get to work with people I might not meet otherwise and make a difference in the world." "There's always something we can do better," Jim said. "And if everybody did just a little bit to help the environment, we'd be so much better off. Jim, you did a lot. And we miss you."
Ah, you're good.
Goodbye, Jim Igler. And in the news summary, this is from Tuesday, the 26th of March. The Senate on Tuesday rejected the Green New Deal after 43 Democrats voted present on the measure introduced by Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Four other Democrats joined all 53 Republican senators in voting against the Green New Deal. Democrats, including the bill's sponsor, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC for short, blasted McConnell's move as a stunt vote, and it was. So that's from Tuesday. Also, the Green New Deal seeks to transform the U.S. economy through funding renewable energy while ending U.S. carbon dioxide emissions by 2030. Democratic leaders have resisted backing the deal, which had the support of all 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls in Congress. And then in more climate news, global greenhouse gas emissions rose to an all-time high in 2018, with countries adding over 33 billion tons of heat-trapping carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. An International Energy Agency study found global CO2 levels rose by 1.7% last year. U.S. emissions rose by over 3%, while Europe and Japan saw slight decreases. We have to go to decrease, and we have to go to elimination. That's an editorial comment from myself. From Thursday to 28th of March, just a few headlines. The Charlottesville murderer James Alex Fields pleads guilty to his hate crimes. That's in the Charlottesville killing of Heather Heyer. Facebook to ban white nationalism and white separatism on Facebook. That's ongoing.
Bad time.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos defended a plan to cut Special Olympics funding, which was scheduled by the budget that was released by the Trump administration to be eliminated. And it was such a public outcry that Trump himself announced that the funding would be restored. Oh, my gosh. Start a fire, put out the fire, take credit for the firefighting. And then TK Weeks.
Friday, March 29th, Trump also threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border. And he spoke to reporters on Friday saying, "We have right now two big caravans coming up from Guatemala, massive caravans walking right through Mexico. So, Mexico is tough. They can stop them, but they choose not to. Now, are they going to stop them? And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border." Mexico's Foreign Secretary, Marcelo Ebrard, responded to the news by tweeting, "Mexico doesn't act based on threats." Residents and workers on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border have blasted Trump's announcement, warning it would cause massive disruptions to trade and daily life. "One thing I heard is in 3 weeks, the United States would run out of avocados. No more guacamole for us."
I'm going to summarize a story about Alex Jones, who's the host of InfoWars, a person that I used to respect and no longer do. He's being sued by several parents of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, the victims, parents of those elementary school children that died. And there was a deposition that was released this last Friday. That was the 29th of March. And in the deposition, which is now posted on YouTube, Jones says he now believes that 26 people were killed in the 2012 shooting, but that a form of psychosis made him believe it was staged. This is terrible. And this goes on and on and on. There's so much information about this. He was mocking these people. This incident happened, and then he promoted a conspiracy theory, which is incorrect. If you're going to have a conspiracy theory, well, number one, just by definition, it's a theory, so you don't know if it's correct or not because it's a theory. But if you're going to take a position like that, you better be right. And these people were not right. Alex Jones promoted it. Now he's being sued. And now he's
some of his followers tormented the poor parents of the Sandy Hook children. It was really
well, he's
really
claiming
appalling.
That he had a form of psychosis. Good grief. And here's what he says. "And myself, I've almost had a form of psychosis. Almost had? And what form did you have, Alex?" Let me start again. "And I myself almost had a form of psychosis back in the past when I basically thought everything was staged, even though I'm now learning a lot of things, a lot of times things aren't staged. So I think as a pundit, someone giving an opinion that, you know, my opinions have been wrong, but they were never wrong consciously to hurt people. I disagree with that. I think that's precisely what he was doing in the tradition of Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, where they take the worst possible position and they're just promoting this." And as evidence of this, in a custody battle in 2017, attorneys for Alex Jones they made an argument in court that he was, quote, playing a character on the program and that he was a performance artist. This was his attorneys that were representing him in court in a divorce proceeding. So he says he's, you know, a truthful commentator and a journalist. But then his lawyers say in court that he's playing a character and is a performance artist. And then he also said himself, I am an actor. We're all actors, but I believe in what I stand for. So he's an actor. He's a performance artist. He's not a journalist. He doesn't tell the truth. And one other editorial point I want to make is that Coast to Coast AM is the most popular late-night radio program in the United States. It's hosted, has been for many years, by George Noory after he took over for Art Bell, who's since retired and has died. He is friends with Alec Jones, has had Alec Jones on his program many times. Oh, and they claim that they're being persecuted and all these terrible things. And Alex Jones has been taken off of many, forced off of many social media platforms, including Spotify, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Apple, Facebook, and Twitter. George Noory owes the public an apology for having Alex Jones on as his friend. Now, he's perfect right to have him as a friend if he wants, but to present him as a journalist who's credible was a tremendous disservice to the public. George Noory, you need to apologize.
Okay, surreal times we live in. In environmental news, a federal judge in Alaska has restored a ban on offshore drilling across large parts of the Arctic Ocean, blocking a 2017 order by President Trump that opened up tens of millions of acres for oil leasing. Trump's order sought to reverse several Obama-era measures, but Judge Sharon Gleason ruled that it exceeded the president's authority, and only Congress has the power to revoke the prior withdrawal of lands for oil leasing. The League of Conservation Voters, one of the groups who sued to block the executive order, celebrated the victory, saying, "Offshore drilling and the associated threat of devastating oil spills puts coastal economies and ways of life at risk while worsening the consequences of climate change. President Trump wanted to erase all the environmental progress we've made, but we fought back and we won." The Trump administration is expected to appeal the decision.
And that concludes the news summary for this week's Spectrum 360.
I am a patriot, and I love my country, because my country is all I know.
And now it's time for segment three for this week's Spectrum 360, and that is the Future Events Calendar. And of course, I have to provide my co-host with her obligatory mood music so that she will do the Future Events Calendar.
Okay, tomorrow, April 2nd at 3:30 p.m. at 901 East Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa, folks are showing up at the Hillsborough County School Board meeting to support school custodians. Apparently, the board is considering privatizing custodial operations and awarding the contract to some profit-seeking company. Now, privatization doesn't usually end up saving money. It puts a strain on working families when hours and benefits are cut in an effort to show cost savings and can lead to further costs down the road for other agencies, such as unemployment benefits. Low-wage, low-benefit jobs encourage turnover. So will an outside company make sure all people coming in and out of our schools are fully vetted for security reasons? Doesn't it make more sense for our community to hire and keep long-term loyal employees to develop a sense of pride and loyalty to our schools? If you think so, then there's a broad time frame to attend this meeting. Public comment begins at 3:30 and employee comment begins at 6. Speakers are allotted 3 minutes to speak to the board, and you must sign up 15 minutes before public or employee comment periods begin. Now, even if you can't get there by 3:30 or 6, please come anytime you're available. Wear red for education or blue for Hillsborough Public School custodians. Wednesday, April 3rd, from 12 to 1 p.m. at the McDonald's on 6505 South Dale Mabry in Tampa, Fight for 15 is going to be demanding a union wage and living rights. They have been marching, striking, and speaking out to tell McDonald's that they need a living wage and union rights. This movement has been a pathway to $15 an hour for millions of workers in New York, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, and just lately in Maryland. Join them this Wednesday as they demand a $15 minimum wage and union rights that every worker needs. McDonald's makes billions of dollars and pays these people pennies, and that is not right. Also Wednesday, April 3rd, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Allendale United Methodist Church, 3803 Haynes Road North in St. Pete, Pinellas Defend Our Democracy is having a meeting for everyone interested in working together to get money out of politics, which means everybody, I hope. The meeting is going to focus on a short video on ranked choice voting and presentations from Jerry Funt from Florida Electoral Reform, who's going to give a general overview of ranked choice voting, and also from John Severini, who's going to talk on this Sarasota experience, because apparently Sarasota has adopted ranked choice voting. It's an interesting, different way to vote, and it's definitely worth checking out. Another for Wednesday, April 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at the St. Petersburg College Clearwater Campus, 2465 Drew Street in the Library Community Room. There's going to be a screening of the film The Hate U Give. This film is about star Carter, who's constantly switching between two worlds, the poor, mostly black neighborhood where she lives and the rich, mostly white prep school she attends. The uneasy balance between her worlds is shattered when she witnesses the fatal shooting of her childhood best friend Khalil at the hands of a police officer. Now facing pressures from all sides of the community, Star must find her voice and stand up for what's right. And there's another film screening on Wednesday, April 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Community Cafe, 2444 Central Avenue in St. Pete. St. Pete for Peace is having their weekly free film, and this time it's The Occupation of the American Mind, which is a look at the information wars waged by Israel and its supporters to win the hearts and minds of the American people. Maybe you'd rather have some adult beverages on Wednesday night? Well, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the studio at 620, 620 First Avenue South in St. Pete, you can attend Hopped Up on Democracy, a free, nonpartisan, democracy-themed game night.
Hopped Up?
Hopped Up, man. Sam Adams beer, cabbage cheese, and Miyoko plant-based cheese are going to be provided by awesome sponsors. Also, wine and other snacks will be available. It's like trivia meets scavenger hunt meets game show with beer. What could be better? Bring your friends, bring your mom, bring your roommate who doesn't vote but likes games and beer. Maybe we can change his mind. Check it out on Wednesday. Thursday, April 4th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at State Senate President Bill Galvano's office. That's 1023 Manatee Avenue West in Bradenton. There's going to be a press conference with local elected officials and businesses about banning fracking in Florida. As incomplete fracking bills are working their way through Tallahassee, local elected officials, business leaders, and organizations have signed on to support a statewide ban on all forms of fracking, including matrix acidizing, injecting acid into our porous limestone aquifer. What could possibly go wrong? They're going to meet in front of Senate President Bill Galvano's Bradenton office to announce the dozen Manatee electeds and nearly 60 local businesses that are calling for this fracking ban, and then deliver letters to his office. So come out and show your support. Also Thursday, April 4th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the League of Women Voters is having a national popular vote discussion. Are you tired of presidents who aren't actually elected by the majority of American people? Then this is the event for you. Come and hear from Deb Mazzaferro of the League of Women Voters on how we can vote directly for the president and preserve the Electoral College. The League believes it's time electors are guided by the majority of Americans who agree on the person who should lead the nation. Acting in concert with the electoral system, they are working to educate the public and legislators about the benefits of legislation that would instruct our electors to vote for the presidential candidate who captures the most votes in all 50 states. And a number of the states have adopted legislation on this. I know Colorado, my home state, is one of them. Very interesting proposal. And hot off the presses, another event for Thursday, April 4th that I just got. There's going to be a rally at 5:30 p.m. at South Straub Park, 198 Bayshore Drive Northeast in St. Pete. It's a Nobody is Above the Law rally to demand the release of Robert Mueller's full report. St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman and other local leaders are going to address the crowd. Sponsors include MoveOn.org, Floridians Against Corruption and Treason, Indivisible Florida 13, Fired Up Pinellas, Progressive Democrats of America, and Allendale United Methodist Church. So please show up, make and bring signs. Should be a great event. Friday, April 5th through Sunday, April 7th at three separate venues in Clearwater and Safety Harbor is the Safety Harbor Songfest with lots of great music, and you can go to the Safety Harbor Songfest Reimagined Facebook page for all the info about that. There's another music festival also on Saturday, April 6th from 10 to 5 p.m. at Williams Park, 330 2nd Avenue North in St. Pete. They have the Good Vibes Only Art and Music Fest. It's a joint venture between St. Pete College and USF St. Pete. It's a celebration of student art and music, showcasing St. Pete College and USF student artists and musicians. You can go to the Good Vibes Only Art and Music Festival Facebook page for info on that. Also Saturday, April 6th from 1 to 5 p.m. at Highlander Park, 1930 Pinehurst Road in Dunedin, it's the Dunedin Highland Games. Big men in kilts throwing heavy things about. Can't beat it. Also, beer, pipe band, dancers, and lots of fun. And did I mention big men in kilts? Yeah.
You know what she likes?
I like big men in kilts. Okay. Anyway, Sunday, April 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Allendale United Methodist Church, 3803 Haynes Road North in St. Pete. There's going to be yet another screening of the film Occupation of the American Mind about the Israeli information wars. And finally, next Monday, April 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Tropicana Field in St. Pete, FAST, that stands for Faith in Action for Strength Together, is having their annual Nehemiah action. FAST is a coalition of congregations of all faiths that join together to work for social justice. And every year, they bring thousands of people together in a Nehemiah action to call on elected officials to do justice, as it says in the Bible. They have focused and won victories on a number of issues, such as education, decreasing youth arrests, and transportation. This year, they are going to ask public officials to take steps to fix the affordable housing crisis, to improve our schools, and prevent community members from ending up in the criminal justice system. This is really an extraordinary event. So come out next Monday to Tropicana Field and lend your voice. And that's what's going on.
Co-host DK Weeks with the Future Events Calendar. Doesn't she do a fine job? Yes, I think so.
Big men in kilts.
Yes, and oh boy, you deserve one of these.
Ah, you're good.
Maybe another one.
Ah, you're good.
Okay, enough of that. Take a brief break, and then we're going to come back with the Jim Hightower commentary for this week's Spectrum 360.
It's time to organize. Hey, 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 hey. It's time to organize. Hey, 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 hey.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
Socialism, snarled the Donald at a recent pep rally of far-right Republicans. And the obedient crowd of Trumpistas snarled back in unison, "Socialism!" There you have the entire intellectual content of the GOP's 2020 re-election strategy under Generalissimo Trump. Slap Democrats with a scurrilous campaign, branding them as Lenin Trotsky Stalin reincarnate. It's not just Trump hissing out the socialist label in a frantic McCarthy-esque attempt to make it stick by mindless repetition, but also Republican lawmakers. Unfortunately for them, they're overplaying a weak hand and bumbling over their own ignorance. Texas Senator John Cornyn, for example, compared Democrats who support ideas like Medicare for All to Mussolini. Apparently, Cornyn is unaware that the brutish Italian dictator was no socialist but a fascist. Mussolini's ideology of ultranationalism, masculine authoritarianism, suppression of democratic rights, and rule by wealthy elites is the opposite of the democratic agenda. Indeed, it describes the policies of, guess who, Trump and his acolytes, including Cornyn. The real problem for the GOP, however, is not merely that squawking socialism makes them sound like nutty old fuddy-duddies, but that the democratic policies they're attacking are enormously popular with America's workaday majority. Government-backed health care for all? Sure. Why should CEOs and Congress creditors be the only ones to get this? Affordable higher education? Of course, for that helps all of America. A wealth tax on corporate giants and the super rich? Long overdue. Restore the rights of labor and restrain the rise of monopolies? Yes. This is Jim Hightower saying, far from socialism, this is democratic populism, an honest popular rebellion against a corporate plutocracy promoted by Trump and Cornyn. Which side are you on?
If you like these feisty pops of populism that Hightower zings out on the airwaves, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter provides the in-depth lowdown on what the greed heads of Wall Street and the boneheads of Washington are doing to us behind the scenes. With Hightower's saucy Texas humor and truth-telling populist perspective, the lowdown literally can lift you up. And get this, you can have the lowdown delivered to your mailbox or email each month for only $15 a year. Yes, 12 issues, only 15 bucks. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
This is Mark Skogman, host of Spectrum 360 on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Spectrum 360 is a political talk radio program that features politics, the arts, and popular culture from a progressive point of view. Spectrum 360 broadcasts for 1 hour weekly on Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time and anytime via podcast at TANTalk1340.com. Remember, Spectrum 360, politics from a progressive point of view.
We take care of our own. Wherever this flag's flown.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright and
Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tan Talk Network, and we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m. and we just want to let you know about a drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
When the history of the Trump presidency is written, members of Congress will be sorted into two categories: the ones who let politics scare them out of holding Trump accountable, and those who had the courage to stand up and defend our democracy. Republicans in Congress should support impeachment hearings to uncover the truth. But first, they have a choice to make. Which side of history do they want to be on? Need to Impeach is responsible for the content of this advertising.
A presidency under siege, coming undone. Donald Trump can't be trusted to govern within the law, and his lies are hurting the country. Congress should begin impeachment hearings now, so they can gather and preserve evidence to make sure the American people finally get the truth about corruption, abuse of power, and obstruction of justice. We can't afford to wait. It's time to start impeachment hearings now. Need to Impeach is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Indeed, they are. And now it's time for segment five for this week's Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 1st of April, 2019. My gosh. And this is live and recorded. It's a recorded segment with a brief discussion afterwards. And the recording is audio from last week on Thursday. It was Thursday, 28 March 2018. Excuse me, 2019. Jeez, I keep saying that. Excuse me. I'm a year off. April Fools.
April Fool.
And this is from the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee hearing on that Thursday. And it's the Republicans that attack a U.S. representative from California and Democrat Adam Schiff, who's the chair of the committee at the current time. And they demand his resignation. And then this is his response. So we'll play the audio of that conversation, and then we'll have brief commentary afterwards. This is the Republicans and Adam Schiff.
Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
My colleagues may think it's okay that the Russians offered dirt on a Democratic candidate for president as part of what was described as the Russian government's effort to help the Trump campaign. You might think that's okay. My colleagues might think it's okay that when that was offered to the son of the president, who had a pivotal role in the campaign, that the president's son did not call the FBI. He did not adamantly refuse that foreign help. No, instead, that son said that he would love the help of the Russians. You might think it's okay that he took that meeting. You might think it's okay that Paul Manafort, the campaign chair, someone with great experience in running campaigns, also took that meeting. You might think it's okay that the president's son-in-law also took that meeting. You might think it's okay that they concealed it from the public. You might think it's okay that their only disappointment after that meeting was that the dirt they received on Hillary Clinton wasn't better. You might think that's okay. You might think it's okay that when it was discovered a year later, that they lied about that meeting and said it was about adoptions. You might think it's okay that the president is reported to have helped dictate that lie. You might think that's okay. I don't. You might think it's okay that the campaign chairman of a presidential campaign would offer information about that campaign to a Russian oligarch in exchange for money or debt forgiveness. You might think that's okay. I don't. You might think it's okay that that campaign chairman offered polling data. Campaign polling data to someone linked to Russian intelligence. I don't think that's okay. You might think it's okay that the president himself called on Russia to hack his opponent's emails if they were listening. You might think it's okay that later that day, in fact, the Russians attempted to hack a server affiliated with that campaign. I don't think that's okay. You might think that it's okay that the president's son-in-law sought to establish a secret back channel of communications with the Russians through a Russian diplomatic facility. I don't think that's okay. You might think it's okay that an associate of the president made direct contact with the GRU through Guccifer II and WikiLeaks and considered a hostile intelligence agency. You might think that it's okay your campaign official was instructed to reach that associate and find out what that hostile intelligence agency had to say in terms of dirt on his opponent. You might think it's okay that the National Security Advisor designate secretly conferred with a Russian ambassador about undermining U.S. sanctions. And you might think it's okay he lied about it to the FBI. You might say that's all okay. You might say that's just what you need to do to win. But I don't think it's okay. I think it's immoral. I think it's unethical. I think it's unpatriotic. And yes, I think it's corrupt and evidence of collusion. Now, I have always said that the question of whether this amounts to proof of conspiracy was another matter. Whether the special counsel could prove beyond a reasonable doubt the proof of that crime would be up to the special counsel, and I would accept his decision, and I do. He's a good and honorable man, and he is a good prosecutor. But I do not think that conduct, criminal or not, is okay. And the day we do think that's okay is the day we will look back and say that is the day America lost its way. And I will tell you one more thing that is apropos of the hearing today. I don't think it's okay that during a presidential campaign, Mr. Trump sought the Kremlin's help to consummate a real estate deal in Moscow that would make him a fortune. According to the special counsel, hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't think it's okay that he concealed it from the public. I don't think it's okay that he advocated a new and more favorable policy towards the Russians, even as he was seeking the Russians' help, the Kremlin's help, to make money. I don't think it's okay that his attorney lied to our committee.
Okay, and that was Democrat and U.S. Representative Adam Schiff, who is now the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, responding to the Republicans saying that he should resign from the committee. Now, it's just factually incorrect. He has not abused his power. He has not promoted false information. What the Republican statement said was precisely what President Trump is doing and what they are doing. And it looks like they're using this Karl Rove method where you take your weakness and you project it onto your opponent and then you accuse them of it. This is precisely what was done with the so-called swift voting of John Kerry during that campaign and for president. And now they're doing it again. He is not guilty of anything. He was falsely attacked. He's not going to resign, nor should he. And that's my editorial opinion. And TK Weeks.
I want people to see what they're trying to do here. Congress investigates. That's part of its job. They investigate things that appear might be worthy of investigating. It's been they've done it throughout history. Remember Benghazi. Remember Hillary Clinton's emails. I would argue they have every right to investigate these things. I think those investigations went on ad absurdum, but they have a right to investigate them on the Republican side, just as the Democrats have the right to investigate what's going on here. It looks like there's a lot of smoke. They need to investigate to see if there's any fire. By trying to delegitimize something that Congress is entitled to do, they're delegitimizing our entire government. This is something that fascists do. They are trying to delegitimize our constitutional form of government. be very aware of that. We have a right to protest. We have a right to speak out. Congress has a right to investigate. Do not let these people cast our own constitutional rights and our constitutional form of government into something that is wrong because it's right.
TK Weeks, very well said. And that's the end of another segment for this week's Spectrum 360. Hope you enjoyed that.
It is our duty to fight! It is our duty to
that's
fight!
Right.
It is our duty to win!
It is our duty to win!
We have to love and support one another!
We have to love and support one another!
We have nothing to lose but our chains!
We have nothing to lose but our chains!
My whole life I've been greedy, greedy, greedy. I've grabbed all the money I could get. I'm so greedy.
Look, I think there's...
Because they're sportsmen.
I think there's a contest in the White House every day.
Wow.
What's the cruelest thing you can think of?
Right.
And whoever wins gets to wear the red hat for the, you know, next day or something. It's just, it's insane.
All right. Do we have any hope, Bill?
He said it himself. I'm not making that up, and that's not edited, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to the last segment, segment six for this week's Spectrum 360. And this is the Spectrum 360 film review of the... the film Green Book. And yes, Green Book was released months ago. It was one of the few films that we have not seen yet that was important to see. And yes, we did see it late, but we finally did see it. And it's excellent. And I want to play the audio of the film preview now, the so-called trailer, so that you can hear that. And then we'll discuss the film briefly right after this playing of the audio. This is Green Book.
Yeah.
Some guy called over here, a doctor. He's looking for a driver. You interested?
I am not a medical doctor. I'm a musician. I'm about to embark on a concert tour in the Deep South. What other experience do you have?
Public relations.
Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man?
You and the Deep South? There's gonna be problems.
Promise me you're gonna write me a letter.
No problems. Tell me that don't smell good.
I've never had fried chicken in my life.
You people love the fried chicken.
You have a very narrow assessment of me, Tony.
Yeah, right? I'm good.
We'll be interacting with some of the wealthiest people in the country. It is my feeling that your diction could use some finessing.
Fanava, why are you breaking my balls?
Because you can do better, Mr. Badalonga.
Dear Dolores.
I saw Dr. Shirley play the piano. He's like a genius, I think.
Come on, take it easy.
I prefer not to get grease on my blanket.
Ooh, I'm gonna get grease on my blanket.
This gentleman says that I'm not permitted to dine here.
I'm afraid not. How does he smile and shake their hands like that?
Because it takes courage to change people's hearts.
What are you doing? A letter.
May I? Dear Dolores. Sometimes you remind me of a house.
You know this is pathetic, right?
Put this down. The distance between us is breaking my spirit. Falling in love with you
was the easiest thing I have ever done. P.S. Kiss the kids?
That's like clinging a cowbell at the end of Shostakovich's Seven.
That's good.
It's perfect, Tony.
Come on, get out now.
You never win with violence. You only win when you maintain your dignity.
Your own people. You, Mr. Big Shot, doing concerts for rich people.
So if I'm not black enough, and if I'm not white enough, then tell me, Tony, what am I? Won't you
call me? Anyone can sound like Beethoven. For your music, what you do, only you can do that.
What do we do about the bones?
We do this.
Pick it up, Tony.
Squirrels would eat it anyway.
Pick it up.
Squirrels will eat it.
Oh, no. Not squirrels.
So that's the film Green Book. We highly recommend it. I knew it was a good film. It won Academy Awards, of course.
Best Picture.
Yes. And I wanted to see it, and I knew it would be good, but it was actually far better than I even expected. It's an excellent film. It really examines the culture of the early 1960s in terms of regions of the United States and race and relationships between people and regions and also not just race but class. So it's a very interesting film, very well acted. Mahershala Ali, I believe, won for Best Supporting Actor, and then Viggo Mortensen won Best Actor, correct?
I don't remember if he won Best Actor. I know he was nominated. I can't remember.
No, it's Rami Malek that
yeah,
won.
Yeah, how can we forget Freddie Mercury?
Bohemian Rhapsody, but he was nominated, I believe. So yeah, it's excellent. And TK Weeks has some specific comments on the social justice aspect of the film.
I did enjoy the film, and both of the actors I think are fabulous. I love to watch them. There has been a critique in social justice circles of the film in that they say that it is a cliched film, and that it does reinforce certain stereotypes, namely that of the white savior. You know, a white person who comes in and kind of rescues and saves the black person, and also kind of the magical Negro, a special sort of, you know, black person. And there's some validity to those critiques. It is somewhat cliched and stereotype. It's an interesting story nonetheless, and interesting also to learn about Dr. Shirley, who I knew nothing about as a musician, and boy, was he an incredible musician.
And I have a couple of comments to make as well. You know, this phrase, magical Negro, we need all the so-called magical Negroes we can get, and I wouldn't call them.
They're all magical.
Excuse me. Let me finish my comment. I wouldn't use the phrase magical Negro. I would call them talented African Americans. What is this magical
Excellent.
Negro phrase? You know, and the two protagonists in the film, they help each other as people grow as people and with their perspectives. So it's not one saving the other. They both grow together. And it's a very interesting film for that reason. So I disagree with those critiques. People are entitled to their opinions.
I did feel it important to bring that up, though, because that has been something that's been said.
Exactly. So I'm glad that you mentioned it, but that's my reaction to it. I don't think it's a valid criticism of the film. And we need all the talented African Americans we can get. And we've had some great film with Mahershala Ali already, and I encourage them. We liked If Beale Street Could Talk, we like Green Book, and all the great black actors that are getting work, and that's wonderful.
Check out the latest True Detective. Mahershala Ali has the lead in that,
yes,
as well, and that's,
yes,
well worth watching.
That's very good too.
HBO.
Not quite as good as the films, but still worth watching, and still very good. So, TK Weeks, your final comments for this week's Spectrum 360.
Yeah, last week was kind of rough. I lost another friend last week, a talented actor, artist, a playwright, an all-around amazing guy, T. Jefferson Carey. We're going to miss you a lot, too. God bless.
So that completes this Spectrum 360 radio program for Monday, the 1st of April, 2019, April Fool's Day. Thank you for listening. Thank you, TK Weeks, for co-hosting with me, and come back next week for another Spectrum 360, and we're going to do it again. We're going to have a lot of coverage from so many different events. So come back next week for another Spectrum 360. Woohoo! Yes, Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 radio program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.